This is WLVR. I'm Brad Klein. It's a hard time for musicians. Gigs are canceled and venues are closed, but NPR is running the 6th Tiny Desk Contest. Unsigned musicians and bands send in a video like this one by the first winner, Fantastic Negrito. And one band is chosen to perform at the famous Tiny Desk at NPR in Washington.
I know that neither one of us, no, neither one of us can survive it. Good Lord,
I'm joined by my friend and former colleague at NPR, the creator of the Tiny Desk concerts, Bob Boylan.
Hey, good to talk to you again. It's been too long.
The Tiny Desk concerts have grown to almost 1,000 music videos shot for the most part in the offices of NPR News and NPR Music. So that's what they are, but what are they really?
Well, they're intimate performances that make artists really, really nervous.
It's interesting that it makes them uncomfortable because, of course, the trademark is the informality and comfort level that you sort of see in the finished product.
And for some people, intimacy can make them nervous. It's a fascinating thing to see, and I think that's what comes across in these videos, that intimacy and connection that happens with not just the people in the room, because that would just be at tops a few hundred, but to millions of people who see it. That's what gets conveyed. That's what gets recorded.
Let's talk about the choice of artists now that you have nearly 1,000 of these videos. I have my favorites. People must ask you your favorite all the time.
And it's choosing children, Brad. Can't answer that. No, I'll try. Actually, I'm just thinking of like things that really thrilled me. One of them, if we jump the gun here, because I want to talk about the contest a little bit that's ongoing, the Tiny Desk Contest. Tank and the Bangas Tiny Desk Contest was just absolutely out of this world.
You're Tank and the Bangas from New Orleans.
I saw the audition video for Tank and the Bangas, and it's just, there's so much presence and so much passion in that entry.
Mm-hmm. And fun. There's a key element there that you must, if you can, have, share fun. And that's what Tank managed to pull off.
One day I woke up last week and I said to myself, man, I just want Tiny Desk. I can't believe I just want Tiny Desk.
Any other tips for bands and musicians who want to enter the contest? Give us the pro tips.
Well, first of all, having fun with the video comes across, so do that. Like, enjoy the process of making this video, because that comes across and we see and hear that in the music. So that's one thing. And then also, make it who you are. And if who you are has a particularly unique strain to it, that's going to come across, and that's the sort of stuff I love to see. I love to see uniqueness in an artist. So don't compromise your sound or who you are. Give it to us straight.
Well, Bob, thanks so much for talking with me, and congratulations on so much success with NPR Music and the Tiny Desk concerts.
Thanks, Brad. Let's run into one another soon.
Sure will.
Take care.
Bob Boylan is the creator and host of the Tiny Desk concerts. The 6th incarnation of the Tiny Desk contest is running right now, and if you and maybe your band aspire to NPR Music fame, all the contest details are on our website, WLVR.org.
Man, I showed up in a room full of liquor and colors. And then I grabbed somebody's groom that was
curious and plastic.
And then I took him by the hand, I slipped
Ricky in his vodka.
Next thing that I know, man, he was reaching for his wallet. I've been driving real fast with a tank full of gas, stolen cash.
On the radio.
It plays my song fast, then I pass my crash, play smart, take it slow. Sipping.